Shema
Shri Ya Gara Gara.
Yisrael, thank you. Thank you, Yisrael. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
We've mentioned this Gemara, I think, already a few times. And I just want to reference, if there's one thing that you can... you mind just pulling this down? Understand there, yeah. If there's one thing that you could take home with you... Thank you. If there's one thing we could take home with us, we learned Kedushin this year. If there's one thing, I mean, there's a lot that everyone's going to take home. If there's one Gemara from Kedushin... I want you to take home this Gemara with you. The Gemara is on Daf Memtes. And I mentioned this a few times, but I want to just read the Gemara so you could see it inside. The Gemara on Daf Memtes Amid Aleph says, if a person is Mekadesh, a woman, and he says, on condition that I am a tzaddik. Right? Imagine going over to a girl and saying, Hare at mikudeshes li, you, I want to marry you, but you're only going to be married to me on condition that I am a tzaddik. So we throw around the word, he's a tzaddik, everybody's a tzaddik, right? It's a Gemara. This isn't a nice, cute article that's written by someone's opinion. It's a Gemara. This is a fact. This is the truth. This is MS. This is the truth. This is Torah's MS. This is the truth. So you can believe it. You can believe it. It's the truth. And the Gemara says that a person says, Hari ad mekudeshes li, on condition that I am a tzaddik. On condition. So if I'm not a tzaddik, then I'm not really married to this woman. What does the Gemara say? Mekudeshes. I love, that's why I love learning Torah, because you Torah is emes. So when you think a certain way, you're mechaven, avi's mechaven to the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, I wasn't even going to say Reuven Yonah. I wasn't even going to ask Yosef, where's Reuven Yonah? Because I knew that you were going to come at the perfect time, right? So Amanash ani tzaddik. Here we go, Avi. Afilu Rasha Gomer. Both of them said it. Right? You thought you were coming to a regular shiur. We learned this is a Gemara shiur. Afilu Rasha Gomer Mekudeshes. Now, let me ask you guys a question. Afilu Rasha Gomer. That's pretty bad, by the way. The guy's a Rasha Gomer. They don't even call him a Rasha. It calls him a full-fledged Rasha. He's Mekudeshes. And the Gemara gives the reason why. What does the Gemara say? Now let me ask you a kasha. Let's say the guy comes over, right? This Rasha Gomer comes over to this woman and says, right? Hariat Mekudeshes li, you are betrothed to me on condition that I am a tzaddik. And right before he did that, we saw him sitting in the corner and crying and going like that. Okay, okay, he did tshuva. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Shema hirher dvar, sorry, Shema hirher tshuva bedaitai. Because maybe, in his heart, so, which is mashma, what I think the Rishonim, I didn't get a chance to look it up, the Rishonim are medayik like that. Meaning, Shema hirher tshuva belibai bedaitai, meaning, but what if the guy actually went ahead and you saw him do a daven shmoneh esrei? Then for sure, there's nothing to talk. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. That's pashut that he's a tzaddik. You hear? That's pashut that you're a tzaddik. That's what the Gemara says. What does that show us? What does that teach us? It teaches us that to become a tzaddik. To become a true tzaddik. It's not saying, oh, every yid's a big tzaddik. Okay, good. It's a great song. It's a cute song. Is it true? Is it not true? The guy made it. It's a great song. We love the song. But this is a Gemara. The Gemara says, what? Oh, good. What? No, I'm just saying, it's, you can't bring a raya from a song. It's a beautiful song. I'm just saying, what? Yeah, good. But I'm just saying, there's a Gemara. Good, but I'm saying you could say, right, but I'm saying, no, but I'm, what I'm saying, Ruven Yonah, what I'm saying is that people could become, start getting into, what does that mean? It depends. You start making diukim, right? We're going to learn the Hilchos Lashon Hara today, right? That a person's allowed to speak. He's a person's allowed to speak Lashon Hara about a Russia. Okay, it's not we'll get there when we get there. Right, whatever that means. Right, whatever that means. It actually fits with the halacha today. Because who's a Russia? How could you call somebody a Russia? Shema hear her tshuva belibay. Maybe in his heart. You can't go ahead and say that guy's a Russia. It's very hard to say that guy's a Russia. Why? Because Shema hear her tshuva belibay. Maybe inside his heart. So that means maybe you're actually a real tzaddik. What?
I can call somebody a tzaddik. Maybe he's trying to do bad.
Good, but I'm saying what the Gemara is saying, Faker, the Gemara is saying that not like you. The Gemara is saying, how do you call him a Russia? Maybe hear her tshuva belibay. Maybe the guy really wants to do good. Maybe the guy inside his heart, deep down, wishes that I was close to Hashem. Wishes that I had a connection to the Torah. Wishes that I changed my ways. Maybe the guy who's doing whatever he's doing, deep, deep down in his heart, as we say in Tefillah Yom Kippur, I think Rosh Hashanah also, we say, Yoideya Talumais, that Hashem knows that which is hidden. Maybe deep down inside your heart, and for all of us, for sure, the Tzaddik teaches us an incredible thing. The Tzaddik says, listen to the words, this is from the Hakdama, from the Yud Gimel, the 13 principles and Hadrachas from Reb Tzaddik HaKohen. And he says like this, Mi shahasha misachek eslo, number 12. Zoicha bedin shamayim shenidoin latzadik lefi shah. That a person in one moment, can become a tzaddik for that moment. For that moment. People think in order to be a tzaddik, I got to have a long, long lasting tzidkas. In order for me to be considered a tzaddik, I have to last for a long time. And I got to wake up, right? When people make their schedules, I got to wake up every morning for Shacharis. I got to learn all day Torah. I can go ahead and never make a mistake ever again. Again, Ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher yasa toy v'loy yechta. What does that mean? What do those words mean? It's a pasuk. Ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher yasa toy v'loy yechta. He's still called a tzaddik, even though he's a chayte, even though he did an avira. So that means that if a person is able, and the tzaddik teaches us, the tzaddikim teach each and every one of us, the tzaddikim teach us how to be a yid, how to be a Jew, how to look at myself as a Jew. How am I supposed to look at myself? Otherwise, how do I know how to look at myself? I don't know how to look at myself. How does a person know how to look at himself? The tzaddik teaches us, puts a mirror in front of our eyes and tells us, this is how you need to look at yourself. And the way we're supposed to look at ourselves is no matter how many chatoim a person has done, no matter how far a person feels from Hashem, no matter how many people told you that you are bad, that you are going to Gehenna, that you are bad, that you are Chayiv Misa, that you're this, whatever it might be. A person is able to tap in a moment in time. There's a moment in time. The Gemara calls the guy a Rasha Gamur. A Rasha Gamur. He's a full-fledged Rasha. In one moment, a person is able to access his tzaddik. You're able to access your tzaddik. You're able to change. You're able to change yourself in this planet without even doing anything. You don't even have to do anything. Shema, hear her, tshuva, belibo. All you need is to inside, to feel a little bit, I wish I was different. I wish I could change. I wish I was better. I wish I wouldn't do this aveira anymore. I wish I could feel close to Hashem. Whatever the wishes you might have. You had a question, Yehuda?
Yeah. want is what makes you a tzaddik.
For sure. That's even for sure. It could even be. I don't even know what hearer. They say ratzon. Which is one, is the same letters as tsinar. What's a tsinar? A tsinar is a pipeline. The second you have a ratzon, it's probably even a higher level already, Yehuda. A guy who already has a ratzon, it's probably even a consciously. Here he's talking about Shema, hear her. I don't know. We'll have to look up what the pshat is. Shema, maybe, hear her, tshuva, belibo. It's not the pshat that he did it in his heart. What's the pshat? The pshat is that a person, each and every one of us, and it's scary. You know why it's scary? Because I say it goes with my pshat in Gehenna. What do I say the pshat in Gehenna? I say the biggest Gehenna is going to be, I have a feeling, the biggest Gehenna is going to be that you were great, that you were fine, that you were actually innocent. And you actually did tshuva. And you were actually clean. And you're like, wait, but I was living my whole life based on the assumption that I was already out. I was living my life based on the assumption that I'm not connected to Hashem. I didn't realize that every time I walked, how's this one? I have to get the Pnei Yeshua. Someone remind me to get the Pnei Yeshua. It's a Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says, not now, I'm not going to find it right away. Remind me to get the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, anybody who walks Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara in Ksubis, actually I could probably find it. I don't know. Give me a Pnei Yeshua Ksubis. We'll see if I can find it quickly, then I'll read it. What does it say? It says that anybody who walks Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael is clean from all of his averus. So you thought, I came to her and said, yeah, right? Right, look at your face. That's going to be the Gehenna. The Gehenna is going to be, wait, hold up one second. I walked, I got cleansed. I walked again, I got cleansed. I walked again, I got cleansed. I walked again, I got cleansed. Sounds too good to be true. You know why it's too good to be true? Because if it's true, then oh my goodness, I am so holy. And woe to the person who doesn't know his weakness, and woe to a person who doesn't know his weaknesses, and woe to a person who doesn't know his problems. Oy vavoy, even worse for a person who doesn't know his strengths. Because if you don't know your strengths, if you don't know how holy you are, it's much easier not to feel that you're so holy. It's much easier to live a life that I already messed up my life. I'm already disconnected. I'm already far from Hashem. But the tzaddik tells us that I can go ahead and I could walk a few feet. I could go ahead and be in Eretz Yisrael for an entire year. I could go ahead. I don't know if you, what is it? Kuf in the end, right? Right? So the Gemara says, let's see if I could find it. Give me 5 seconds. Ruven Yona, you'll daven for us, and I could find it. Where is it? Oh. See, thank you for the tefillah, Ruven Yona. Oh, here we go. Okay, I need another 10 seconds. Oh, here we go. I think this is it. Loi umikol mishu mebayit bo mezalzel pekedushas haaretz leilech acher yitra. Loi dibra. It's not talking about that. Adraba. No. But what's he talking about? Namar deretzro mechaper legami afilu loi adif. 1 second. He's talking about it's no different than, right? Yom Kippur, it's just like Ayodra Ratzo Shari Blei Oven. Shase is Oven, Blei Sam Alev, Kedusha Arts, Beshas Yitro. Basically, what he says is that all of us here, they should talk of love Yitro. He says, Afilu Oven Shumazid. Al Yedei should talk of love Yitro, Mikol Makom, Mistama, Goyim, Le Schus, Yeshivas Ertro, Shaloi Lon. Okay, I have to see it more. Basically, in order to be a tzaddik, in order to become who you want to become, We think you have to go ahead and do so much. We think that I have to go ahead and I have to transfer my whole entire existence, and I have to go ahead and life is going to be so difficult for me, and I got to get rid of, right? Someone was telling me today, oh, I wish I didn't put this in on purpose. Someone was telling me today that he wanted to delete from his phone like a year or two that he just wasn't happy. He wasn't happy about. He had a few years. He wasn't happy about his life, and he had pictures and blah, 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 blah. So what did he do? You guys know this better than I do. I don't know how this works. What did he do? He wasn't ready. He's a real Talmud of the yeshiva. He's like, okay, I'm not sure if I should do it right away. I should do it. Right? He was probably thinking the word should. I should delete it. I shouldn't delete it. So what did he do? He put it, he deleted it. Has it work? That it's deleted in 30 days. He deleted it.
If you delete it, it goes into your trash. So to speak.
Oh, it goes into the trash? Right, so you delete. He deleted it. So listen to this. So he deleted it, but it was still there. It was still there. He deleted it. And it was still there. But what happens 30 days later? It gets deleted. So I said to him, oh, thank you, Hashem. I said to him, and thank you to the person. If he wants to tell us who he is, he's in Shir right now. But he deleted it, but it deleted itself. And I was thinking, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? The pshat is that we think in order to be a tzaddik, Avram Mordechai, you hear? We think in order to be a tzaddik, Avram Rothman, everybody, come on. We think in order to be a tzaddik, We think in order to be a tzaddik, you have to delete all your past. You can't delete your past. All you have to do, how do you say it, Mayor? You have to delete, well, you have to just put it in the trash. You have to put it in the trash. And what will happen? Just throw it in the trash. And what's going to happen? Hashem will delete it for you. You don't have to worry about it. When you think that you're the one who has to take care of it, you're the one who thinks, I always say this by Ni'ila. It's one of the pshatim that I say by Ni'ila. That what? By Ni'ila I say, why don't we say Al-Khayt? A lot of Al-Khayt by Ni'ila. We don't say a lot of Al-Khayt by Ni'ila. We don't say a lot of Al-Khayt. Why not? It's at the end of the day, who's going to cleanse you? Hashem's going to cleanse you. All I have to do is take one little tiny step. All I have to do is try and tap in a little bit. Tap in a little bit. The Yetzer Hara says, oh, you want to change your ways? You want to be beloved by Hashem? Oh my gosh, here's a list of all the Gemaras you have to learn. Here's all the Chazals you have to learn. Here you have to do all of these things. And the answer is, you don't actually have to do as much as you think you have to do. Maybe you did it already. Maybe it's already done. No, that can't be. That can't be. I'm so blown away. I just have to say, I'm blown away by Alex Savitsky. Blown away. I'm blown away. I'm going to say it again. I can't chazer enough. If I were him, I would have left my yeshiva and said, done, go back to America, have an extra couple weeks in the summer. It's fine. I did my, that's not what he did. He says, I'm coming to yeshiva with a few weeks left. Not only coming to yeshiva with a few weeks left, with a rutzen, not a hirher tshuva b'libay, with a rutzen, which is, even if it was a hirher tshuva, even if you just came, Alex, and did nothing all day, I'd say, wow. I'd go, wow, because Shema hear a tshuva, not Shema. Hear her tshuva, believe by. The Gemara says Shema, maybe he did hear a tshuva. But if he vada did hear a tshuva, that's not what the Gemara is talking about. Here, not only, but I'm a little bit more. Could you imagine what Olam Haba, and the Tzaddik teaches us that, know what that's a sign for? It's a sign for the world above. When you're tapped into the world down here, the world down here and the world above are very, very much linked to each other. As the Mishnah says, I'll get you in a second, Yisrael. It's really. As the Gemara says, as the Mishnah says, Kol shetiferes leisev and tiferes leimena adam noyach heimenu amakom noyach mimenu abrius. What does that mean? If you want to know how you're doing down here, how are you feeling? How are you doing? How are you feeling? Things are going well for you? That's what the tzaddik says. You're feeling good. You're feeling connected. You're feeling good. Boy, are you connected. Boy, are you connected. You're coming to the Beis Medrash. You're trying. You're trying to change yourself. You have a rutzin in your heart to do better, to be holier, to that. Oh my goodness. Do you know what your neshama is doing? Do you know what's going on in your name of your neshama? How gorgeous. The Yetzirah is classic. The Yetzirah wants one thing only on a consistent basis. To do one thing. What does he want to do? Put you down more. And put you down even more. To put you down more. And you're not, and you're far, but you don't know the averus I've done, and you don't know how far I am, and you don't know how messed up I am, and you don't know that I really, how bad really it is for me. That's all Yetzihara. It's all Yetzihara. Shemahira tshuva belibay. And the tzaddik teaches us, that you yourself are so, what happens? I'm calling it the Yetzihara because I really want to believe that I'm clean. That was the Kenach a little bit. I really want to believe that I'm clean, but it's almost literally unbelievable. Like as the Pashup shot in the word unbelievable. It's like, I don't believe it. If someone told you that you're actually a tzaddik gamar, if someone told you that you are a tzaddik because of what you've done and what's in your heart, you would say, it can't be. You wouldn't believe it. But guess what? It's true. If the Gemara says it, if the Tzaddikim tell us, so no offense to anybody here, Mamish, no offense to anyone's opinion. I love your opinion, but opinions, everyone's got an opinion. Opinion, everybody has it. What's an opinion? Everyone, what's an opinion? You want an opinion? Go around to 6 billion people and you'll get 6 billion opinions. No offense to everybody's opinion, but all it is, as far as I'm concerned, is an opinion. You have a Gemara? Sorry, that's going to beat anything, any opinion that you could say. You have a Chazal? You have Tzidkas HaTzadik? That's teaching me how to look at myself? Not my third grade Rebbe, not my mother, not my father, not what I think because of my stuff. The Chazal, the Torah. Yeah, what are you smiling about, Rabbi Nona? Which one did I say? The third grade Rebbe? Say. Why can't you say? What did I say wrong? Or what did I say right? Come on, you can't leave me hanging. Yeah, Rabbi Nona is also. Yeah, what? Afterwards? Why, it's that bad? Yeah, you can't say it. Yeah, it's wrong. It's a question. Yes. I'm not saying it. The Gemara says it. Now, is this your opinion? Is this your opinion? Or are you going to bring me another Chazal? So no, it doesn't say Tzadik Gomer. It says you're forgiven. You're forgiven. Yes. Yes.
Why are there 613 mitzvahs?
Great. That's a great question. What is that? Great. That's a great question. What is 613 mitzvahs? That's a relationship with Hashem. Maybe it's not as complicated as we think it is. Maybe it's not as complicated. How many 613 mitzvahs apply nowadays? How many 613 mitzvahs apply just to a Kohen? How many 613 to a Levi? How many when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim? How many in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz? Exactly. So when we learn about the 613 mitzvahs, and we learn what applies to me, how many mitzvahs is a person Mekayim every day? Right, so now you just broke it down to 50. So the problem is, Yisrael, the problem is, should I tell you the problem? The problem is we don't have the proper information. That I don't know the Gemara and Ksubis. I'm not giving anybody Musar over it. Zero. Exactly. So maybe you're actually clean. Maybe you're actually pure. Maybe the person's actually clean and pure and he can't believe it. That's why I asked you. So give me a fact. I'm not saying for you. I'm saying I'm not giving anybody mussar, chas v'shalom. It's the opposite of mussar. I'm saying, so bring me something that is, you know, a person wants to ask Akasha, so ask Akasha. But I'm saying, but that's exactly what I'm saying, Yisrael, Sruli. It's exactly what I'm saying. I believe that Sruli Thev is a tzaddik. That's what I believe. So now I'm even standing up now. Now I'm standing up. Right? I believe, if you ask me, right, we're learning Shavuos, right? Reuven Yonah might get nervous now. We're learning the Daf Yomi, is learning Shavuos, right? I believe to the point that I would walk over, and if I were in Beis Din, I don't know how it works, I'd take out a Sefer Torah. I'm saying, I'm allowed. Okay, just tefillin, right? The Gemara. See, he's quoting the Gemara, right? Tefillin. I would even take a Sefer Torah, and I'd be comfortable to say, I'm saying Barabim, I'm being recorded. Sruli Thav is a tzaddik. I am confident to say that. I'll tell you why I'm saying it. So he might get uncomfortable, because I might get uncomfortable if someone called me a tzaddik too. But we're trying to talk the truth. Oh, you're here in yeshiva. Oh, I don't want to start giving away your secrets. I see you learning Torah, davening, getting up, working on yourself, pushing yourself. And even before that, I would have said that you're a tzaddik. Even before that, I would have said you're a tzaddik. So now maybe you're a big, big, big tzaddik. I don't know. That's a question that you have to ask yourself. That's a question for a different conversation. But as far as the facts, and as far as saying that I know the facts, and the facts are that I don't need to do as much as I think I need to do to be able to tap in sometimes. You know why? Maybe Hashem has so much rachamim. Maybe Hashem loves me. Maybe Hashem knows what's in my heart, and He knows that the reason I'm in Eretz Yisrael is not because I'm touring Eretz Yisrael, but I came to yeshiva. And every time I walk in Eretz Yisrael, it might not be to the exact perfect thing that I think is so holy, but every time I walk in Eretz Yisrael, why is anybody in Eretz Yisrael? Anyone in their right mind is not coming to a country. Let's backtrack for a second. Find me another country that once a week, at least twice a week, has other countries shooting ballistic missiles ballistic missiles, sirens. Name me another country that there's, right? I don't mean to traumatize anybody, right? Right? The kids do that a little. Woo. How many countries on planet Earth? Let me say better. No, zero, surely. How many planets? There's one country. That's this country. Why are we here? Why are we in the Middle East? Go to France. Go to Uganda.
We're not forgiven for our sins.
Oh. So why am I here? Why are we here? We're here because I'm a Yid. And I'm here because I came to yeshiva. I'm here because I love Hashem. I'm here because I want to grow, I want to change. Oh, every second of my life, every second of my time here, every footstep that I took here, I took it to the perfect destination, and I'm going to learn Torah, going to the Kaisel, going, okay, I'm a human being, relax. So you're telling me when I go from here to the schnitzel store, I'm forgiven for my Averis? Maybe. And when I go from the schnitzel store back over, I'm forgiven from it. Maybe. Maybe when I go from here to my dorm room, and I'm from my dorm room to here, I'm forgiven from it. Maybe. Maybe, 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 maybe. 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 And I would say, based on Chazal, based on the tzaddikim, I would say it's not a maybe. I would say it's a vaday. And when we tap into that, you know what that's a sign, Sruli? What's the shot that today Sruli Thav had this question, and now I'm saying it, and there's a shout out, and Sruli, and he's now, maybe Min HaShemayim, that's what's going on. That's the Rebbe Tzaddik. Maybe Min HaShemayim. Avram Rothman's, again, I gave it to him again. But maybe Avram, hold on a second. Maybe I didn't give it to you. Maybe Hashem gave it to you. Why every time, why is it that Shui Leifer every time? Why? Maybe it's a message from Hashem. Maybe Hashem's communicating to Shuli. Maybe Hashem's communicating to Shuli Thev. Maybe Hashem's communicating to somebody. Maybe Hashem's communicating to you that you hear that you spent a year. Maybe the person who told me the story that Hashem is deleting your photos.
Saying maybe everyone else is just a messenger.
No, for sure everybody else is just a messenger. Meaning yes. And that maybe the person who told me the story that he deleted his photos, but he didn't delete them, but they were deleted. Maybe Hashem is telling him and giving him a hug and a kiss and saying, I'm deleting your past. Maybe that's the message. It wasn't the pshat, oh, I happen to like the pshat, and it's cute that I like the pshat. I'm not even going to start to talk because I'll say the word should have started speaking about this person. I could have spoken about him 2 years ago from the beginning of the year, every day, all day, every day, right? I can't begin to start talking about Avi Joslin.
No, it's only the beginning.
You're going to read it, Nisano? It's really amazing, amazing. I mean, Avi is bigger. I don't know how you get bigger than Nisano. I mean, bigger tzaddik, according to the Rambam. He's a chassid. A chassid is a higher level than tzaddik. So Avi's, we'll start talking about the chassidim. Nothing to do with Payas and Burichata. They're also, I'm saying, it has nothing to do with, that's not the Rambam's chassid. I'm saying a chassid. A chassid is a higher level. It says the first 13... The first 13 prakim of Mesilas Sharmus had to become a tzaddik. The next 13, right, the 26 prakim, Yudke Vavke. 26 prakim, the next 13 are, he's like, yeah, this is all you need to be a tzaddik. So Avi's already in the second 13, right, the second half of the 13, right? Talk about Hilchos Lashon Hara, speaking Lashon Hara. Imagine a guy who never spoke Lashon Hara. Imagine a guy who never spoke, right? Ellie, you guys know Ellie Myers? You go to Ellie Myers? He's probably a person, right? Right?
Tzaddik.
You couldn't put a gun to his head to speak Lashon Hara, to speak negative about another person. Sat a whole year in this yeshiva. Whole year for one reason. For one reason. Get better things to do. Other things to do. So you're going to tell me his walking around there in Yisrael, it's not holiness, didn't make him holier? I didn't even do the Pnei Yeshua. I'm going to look at the Pnei Yeshua. Go in the sun.
It is forbidden to talk negatively about a non-religious Jew. Although at times it is permissible to talk negatively about a Russia, we have to be aware of a very important point. Most people who do not keep the Torah and mitzvot do not fall under the category of Russia. Rather, they are considered tinok shenishba. Thus, they are deserving of our love and concern, and we may not speak Lashon Hara against them.
Have a wonderful first day of the rest of your life.